Next patient is Candelario, Candelario, Cosira, Quesada. So consultation request by Dr. Patrick Gordon. Reasonable consultation, chest pain, shortness of breath, atrial fibrillation. Patient is a 92-year-old male. Recently diagnosed with the atrial fibrillation period, a patient is quite symptomatic, complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and fatigue period. Patient is referred to me for management of atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, amlodipine, atenolol 25 mg daily. Loratadine, methotrexate, pantoprazole, multivitamins. Period, past medical history. Chronic kidney disease. Essential tremor. Atrial fibrillation. Period. Allergies, non-allergic allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, and recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, on examination, blood pressure. 110 over 70, pulse is 80 to 90, and irregular respiration, 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, paratory, heart is irregularly irregular. 1 over 6, stolen murmur, head of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, pulse, sound, estimated no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, chest pain. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and chest pain, I will schedule the patient for an echocardiogram to evaluate. In a structural heart disease period, we'll also start the patient on LHS 2.5 mg daily and also get a presiding cardiovascular study to rule out myocardial heart disease. Depending on the findings of the above studies, we'll decide for the management. Please send a copy to Dr. Patrick Gordon.